Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and here we are again. And tonight is Friday night, January 7th, the first Friday of the month. Tomorrow is our Sunday Ascension call, 4 hours in length on a conference call line. Saturday, and Sunday is our start of our 8-hour call sessions where there's 3 consecutive Sundays doing physical body rejuvenation, getting rid of the alien critters and things out of us that should not be inside of us, causing us harm. So, since it's Friday, I'm sure you're all probably kicked back with your shoes off, enjoying the show here. So let's do some healing for people being tired, okay? So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we're going to energize the light beam, put energy through the light beam so that you can feel energy coming through to help relieve some tension. And we'll first do the issue of being tired. So bring up the light beam. We'll first energize the light beam. We'll bring in the female energies this time. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And it looks like Janina would like to come through tonight. She doesn't normally come through. This will be Janina. So she'll be in your light beam tonight. So let's increase her energy now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And she wants some more energy, so here we go. Count to 10 to increase it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So keep her on your screen, everybody. She's going to bring in some energy to maybe awaken you. So this will be energy to take away you feeling tired or maybe what's causing that. So here we go. This is up to you. So just request your healing now. So stronger. Here comes the energy into your body. Comes through your heart first. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. They all feel good, though. But kind of enjoy the energy here. And we'll have her bring in an energy to help you out with stress. So that may go along with being tired here, maybe. So here's some energy to release stress from your life right now. So think of a situation that maybe stressed you out. Maybe it's just life in general, but just think of something. Here we go. Stress. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, maybe you just want to sit back, relax for a minute here, and kind of enjoy that energy. And I want to put some music on right now, so let me get my cord here. Just kind of bear with me for a second. And it's around someplace here. Maybe not. Well, there it is. Okay.
that energy we're bringing in is going to be an energy for being overwhelmed.
So here we go, everybody. Overwhelmed energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you can get some music on here for everybody, just to enjoy this energy. Here we go. Stronger, stronger, more energy is coming to you. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Clearing here for being overworked. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and maybe frustration also. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that was great. Takes me back to the last three events in New York that we were with the Light Infusion Chamber playing this music. Very nice. So, if you've seen the clouds tonight changing, or today, before it got dark out, we were doing a quite a few timeline crashing on the Elohim. And I got a lot of pictures tonight in Mount Shasta here of the clouds breaking up, looking like ice or glass that shattered. So hopefully they're leaving us alone here and getting out of our conscious space here. So we'll see if our 12 host is on, if she's up and around or just melting in her chair. So Sylvia, are you out there?
Yeah, I think you got that right. Melting in the chair. Oh, that was just really wonderful. Thank you so much. And hi, everyone, and welcome. I see we have quite a few people on the fast chat, so hello. And boy, Ron, everyone is typing comments about enjoying that beautiful peace energy and wonderful healing and beautiful music. So if you all have questions for Ron or something you'd like to talk about or healing samples that you want to find out about, just go ahead and type that into the fast chat and we'll talk about what's coming up. And I guess we can first ask Ron if there's going to be the Friday night Q&A session tonight after the call.
Yep, we'll be having it. So we'll have it for probably about an hour in length. Starts just after the BBS program here. And the phone number is, I got to think here, 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009, then you hit the pound sign. So this call is designed to help out newcomers to the Light Shift who maybe have heard the show for a few times, don't know what to ask on the fast chat, or they can't get the fast chat up. So it allows people to just comment on different things, to ask about questions in regarding healing and maybe what they've also experienced on healings too. That's good to help out the newcomers here. So anyway, that's what it's for. We'll start with the people back east first, since their time is 3 hours ahead of mine here in California. You want to keep them up past midnight, you know how that goes. So everybody has curfew, you know. So anyway, that's we'll do that here after the call. Let's see what we have maybe on the fast chat. Anybody have any comments or questions there we need to address, Sylvia?
Well, I think everyone really just got into such a beautiful, peaceful space with that wonderful healing. So everybody's probably melting in their chair right about now. Don't see any questions yet. Let's see. Marie Aris says, looking forward to tomorrow's four-hour healing. So maybe you could mention a little bit more about that for anybody who's just come on.
Yeah, so that's a four-hour conference call. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And on that call, we do water charging. So you get 7 containers of water. And I think most people probably get at least a half a gallon to a gallon of water. And then you drink that starting on Sunday for 7 consecutive days. Each water container is designed for one day. And you might think, well, gee, a gallon of water is a lot to have. Well, you can put it in your bath water, foot bath, or something afterwards, too, and enjoy it that way also. So you don't have to drink all the water, but some people are surprised on how much water they actually drink as compared to what they normally drink, you know. So the water has light codes put into it. It's activated for you only for healing. So that's the way that works. If you have any animals or pets, you may want to get a small amount for them too. And if you have any children at home, living with you, they're free under 18. Your spouse or significant other is half price. And for you, it costs $200. You have 28 hours of healing. and it starts tomorrow for a four-hour call. Then we have three consecutive eight-hour Sundays after that for healing. And it's hard to describe what it's like because the time goes by so quickly because you're not in linear time. And by the time we get to the very last hour of the program, you kind of wonder what happened, you know, where'd the time go? And, you know, people get a lot of really wonderful healings. We take out the alien energetic life forms that are with you. We also go inside the light ship for healing. But this call is mainly designed to get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. And you're in quarantine outside the light ship for them to do that. And they find as much as they can of you that it was stolen by the aliens, parts and pieces of you, and put them back together again. In quarantine and put that back together inside of your body if it's missing, and then your spirit and your body both get a healing from that. Remember, they can take your spirit too, along with your body. You can go in two different places at once. So what they do to us is not very pleasant. So that's why today we did the Elohim. I'll be doing that for probably a while now until it feels like their energy is pretty much, I guess the word is kaput. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Jake is on the fast chat. He says, I was shaking today. Not sure what that was about, though. Kind of spaced out for a while. Feels nice now, though. So that's good.
Shaking could be the timeline crash, yeah. I was doing that for the whole day, so.
Yeah, that was quite an event. And
yeah,
I think there
were a lot of people use. They channel that energy. You know, that's a really strong alien energy out there is the Elohim. So it's part of the God plane energies that people refer to as part of the creation energy, we'll say. You can go into Google and type it in there and just see what how it relates. But that's the upper end, we'll say, of the God plane energies here. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, Stephanie's on the fast chat. Hi, Stephanie. And she says, I had been feeling kind of depressed yesterday, then did some timeline crashes at night, and it felt so much better. That's really good. And let's see, Rhonda is asking, what is the difference between the Saturday and the Sunday call?
What's that again, Sylvia?
Rhonda would like to know what the difference is between the Saturday call and the Sunday call this weekend.
Okay, the Saturday call is a four-hour call, and that's designed for ascension. We bring in different energies for ascension. So we have 3 hours of that plus a one-hour water charging at the very end of the call. And you can be an absentee in that also. And then the Sunday calls, which are 8 hours in length, deal with alien life forms that live inside of you. So if that sounds a little far out to you, you can go to the website creationlightship.com. At the very top, there's a drop-down box there. Drop it down, and you can see a couple of shows that deal with alien, maybe parasitic life forms. And you can go on there and listen to them and feel these things leave you. And one of the other life forms that's here are the orb energies. And they also connect to us. And there's a free clearing of that also on the website, too, on the left-hand side. So all these things should not be with us. Unfortunately, they are. So we have a way to deal with it. So you do have hope, everybody. Get these things out of you. There's a way to do that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so... don't see any more questions quite yet, so hopefully there'll be some new ones on the fast chat in a minute. Here's one that just popped in. Somebody is asking if you can crash flu. I'm not sure what they're asking, but maybe they're asking about the timeline crashes relating to flu energy.
Yeah, normally on a timeline crash, you want to get an emotional issue. You can do physical, too. We can try that. So we'll get rid of the flu energy here. Now, remember, when we do these timeline crashings, what happens is that once they get once they count down for maybe the next minute or two and get rid of that the counting, then the timeline is still crashing. The Elohim right now, from what I did earlier, is still crashing. Okay, so that'll probably be going on. There's so much of those things out there, so far out. They could take 6 hours to crash. So if you feel a little uneasy right now, I would say probably within 4 hours, those timelines should be probably completed. Remember, the timelines are what the aliens bring you to, you know, in the abduction process, where you're physically living in another life, okay? And that other life could be with your spirit in a clone body, or it could be your physical body living there without a spirit, or it could be both together, spirit and body. And when you come back here finally, after the timeline crash, then you normally feel much better. And that's why we're doing two crashes, too. We're doing the space-time crash, and we're doing the timeline crash. So I'd recommend doing both of those. The timeline gets you off the timeline. The space-time crash is if you have not come back to yourself after the space-time, I mean the timeline crash. The space-time is very important. And you could be out there in space. You could maybe you're abducted and you're out in space, you know, for, you know, 40 years. And you wonder why you're not healing. Well, the space-time crash may be able to help you. So we're going to do a timeline crash for flu. If you don't have flu, you might want to look at an illness that you might have. Maybe you have a sore throat or something. And here we go. But normally I like to do emotional issues. And I don't know which one would come up with emotional issues on the flu. So here we go. Timeline crashing for this here. This is to get rid of one of the timelines that the aliens have abducted you onto. You could be on, you know, 5 of these. Could be on 100 of these, having flu on each one of these here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, to get another timeline off you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you're probably going to feel some effect on this here with your body, and you may feel something maybe for the next hour. So kind of take note of the time now, and know in about an hour, this timeline should be crashed. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Judy, and she says, I've heard you mention jellyfish and orbs together. Are they connected?
Yes, the orbs are like the scouts that are connected to the jellyfish, maybe energetically. So they somehow are able to put little stingers in you and give that information through your cellular memory by accessing you, and that goes to the jellyfish. So, yes, that's what I'm perceiving, yeah. You know, you can do that pre-orb clearing online. And just see if you have any pinpricks maybe on your body someplace. And just see if you have any relief. And you might even have some pain getting released out of you. So, yeah, the orbs, to me, are not friendly aliens, okay? And they show up a lot around UFO sightings. Hello, you know, why is that? And they also show up a lot in photographs now. And they do show up in the crop circles. So that's basically what happens. So, and I don't have really, I don't have any information at this time about crop circles. The light ship, that's not even in my consciousness of how they're here, why they're here, and who did them. So if the light ship wishes to go into that arena to talk about them, then I'll be getting that information. But I really, you know, don't have a a clue of what's happening. If I were to say anything, I would say it's probably done by satellites out there in the Beyondo, whether they're made from here or from the aliens. It could be both, but that's kind of my own hit on what they possibly are. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a request here from Andrew. It says, do you do samples of the Sunday calls?
Yeah, I can do one for the let's do one for the jellyfish. That's the most, I don't know, probably the strongest one that is sitting on top of everybody's heads. And the tentacles come down and attach to your cellular memory also. Just think of the movie Avatar with that, you know, whatever they call it, the tree of life, the consciousness of the whole thing with all the tentacles hanging down there. Just think of that as a jellyfish. And here we go. Jellyfish release. So stronger, 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 stronger. Do the front side of everybody. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, now we'll do your right side. Getting rid of the tentacles there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, backside. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay. And left side. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's do the bottom of your feet. Stronger, 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 and stronger, and top of your head again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Wow. So, question here, do they release poison when they leave? Well, they can poison you, yes. So let's do a, we have a clearing for three different things on the website. This is the alien waste, poison, and carcass removal. So let's do the waste products that the jellyfish have left you here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the poison now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little bit more here. More poisons are in us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, what about the ones that die, that maybe are dying inside of us or are dead? Maybe they got involved with an alien war and they just sort of died inside of you. Some aliens zapped them, and they're inside of your body. Let's get these things out here. One, two, remember, not all the aliens like each other. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, that's quite something. So let's just kick back, have some music here, see how your body is responding now. Some more of the poison. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Elohim has kind of risen here on the fast chat. So let's do a Elohim timeline crash. So sit back, everybody. This is the maybe the upper end of the God energy plane here, the hierarchy, so to speak. Here we go. So time crash for the Elohim. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Feel your body's responding now as you get released from this energy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. Another timeline crash, and I'll be adding 6 of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I think you pronounce it maybe Elohim. Elohim. I think it's Elohim. So there we go. You can check it out on Google search too and find out about these alien beings that typically would be like angels or something like that. Anyway, there we go. See how your body's doing. If you wish to experience the 8-hour calls, but you maybe aren't prepared for it, maybe this coming month, we have one the month after too, but you can go on the Alien Attack page and also get rid of some of these critters, just that it's probably going to be much, much more effective on the 8-hour calls because you're on the light ship for a whole month in quarantine. But you can go and do that clearing on the parasitic life forms, and the cost is $30 for the month. And I think it's $10 per week to go in there to experience this. But there is 2 sample healings on the website on the very top, like I said, the drop-down box to get your feet kind of wet. And then you may want to go in there and, you know, get these things out of you. That's probably what's basically killing you, why people die because of these life forms inside of your body. So I guess we'll turn it back over to Sylvia. I did see a thing from Ed on here about the fish and birds and bass and things dying. I don't have a clue at this moment about that, what's happening to them, and why they are leaving. So I don't know. I would guess since they're probably think that the fish, I don't know. The other ones, I'd say maybe might be related to chemtrails, but I just can't, say for sure. I don't know. So I'm sure that chemtrails are a big thing. People do get sick when they, have the chemtrails in the air. So animals and pets and things like that, insects can do the same thing. So there's also research on that. You might check out YouTube and look up chemtrails. Chem is for chemical. Trails. It's not con trails for condensation. It's chem for chemicals. There's a lot of information out there on it, and that's what we're, whenever you get your air that you're breathing contaminated, all things happen. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. So Freedom says, was wondering why all the box and ship clouds today in the Midwest.
Yeah, that's from those the crashing of the timelines for the particular entities that we're doing, the Elohim. So that's what you were probably seeing back east and everywhere else. This is probably a worldwide crash as the lightship takes out these aliens that are up in the clouds. Remember, you can look up in the clouds and see faces and watch them looking down upon you. And, the clouds sometimes are pretty close to you. Here in Mount Shasta, the mountain is a little bit over 14,000 feet. And we don't have too many now, but you do see the clouds kind of like forming and coming on top of the beautiful mountain of Mount Shasta here. With their lenticular clouds, look like flying saucers. Not too many are coming here anymore because when I see them, we terminate them. So they shouldn't be here taking off mountain energy. But other places, they may be there. But the when you start seeing the clouds crashing, turn it into like broken glass, like you broke a car window, and that glass is on the ground, which kind of looks like an aerial view of broken up ice on an ocean, That's what it is. That's the timeline, because they can't hold the picture and of the sky in place. Okay? So you have to kind of connect the dots here. What you see with your eyes may not be real. It might be a hologram. So as we crash these timelines that are projecting to us a hologram before our eyes, all of a sudden you start seeing the canvas getting torn apart. And in that canvas is also these alien ships that are here. So it's a little, maybe not really too complicated, but you have to use your imagination here. Why would a cloud fall apart when you're taking away the timeline that it rides on? That's holding in time a space. So we're crashing the space that these alien ships, UFOs, are on that we can't see physically, but they're crashing, okay, and they're getting out of that space. That's why we have two clearings, a timeline crash and a space-time crash. So we're crashing the timelines, and what you see left over is the spaces with the space between it, and you see the actual part of the life form, just like it got blown up, and it's there, in pieces. So that's what you're looking at. So, and we got a thing here on Galactic Friends. There's an article there on chemtrails, so you can check that out too. That just came on the fast chat here, so everybody can go there to check it out. GalacticFriends.com, check out the chemtrails. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a lot of people making comments about the chemtrail situation. Cindy was saying that she's got kind of a burning sore throat and eyes, and Ed says that this whole week they chemtrailed us for the first time in Florida. And that's interesting to see how all of a sudden they'll just be there. Like, I noticed that where I live yesterday, suddenly they were all over the sky, where they hadn't been recently. So, let's see, Cindy and Ed are asking if you could do a chemtrail clearing of some kind, poison clearing.
Yeah, we can do a poison clearing, sure. So, here we go. Bring up Janina here on your monitor screen again, and increase her energy here, and we'll do some energy for poisoning from chemtrails. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Sit back and relax. And allow the feeling to work through. You may want to get up and walk around a little bit. Stretch and twist. Breathe some nice oxygen out that's coming into you. I'll bring in some oxygen here in silence for you to breathe. Thank you.
get stronger, 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 and stronger. Star Bethlehem, one of the creation light ship defense fleet ships. Here it comes. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Show's about over, a few minutes to go. We'll just talk about the upcoming conference calls. We have one tomorrow, which is Saturday, and that starts at 1 o'clock PST. It's a four-hour call, which is 3 hours of healing, 1 hour for divine water activation. So you have light codes put into the water, and you have water for 7 days. And then Sundays, we have our three consecutive back-to-back Sundays, or back-to-back-to-back Sundays, I should say. And it's for getting the alien life forms out of your body. And you don't really know kind of what that's like until you feel something inside of you squirm as it gets released. Or maybe you felt something moving in you, didn't know what it was. Maybe you thought your insides are just having a problem. And then all of a sudden this thing leaves you. And maybe you had some pain or something, discomfort, and it's gone. So that's what it's all about. And then we have... tomorrow is our BBS radio program, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. That starts at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and for you people back in New York, that's midnight. So anything else we need to add tonight, Sylvia, before we get off? We'll be on the next call. I'll be on there probably a little bit after 8 o'clock. The phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I know you just brought in the defense fleet, so that might have already covered it, but we had a couple of people that had requested the Star of Bethlehem energy.
Okay, we'll bring that in for everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And or you could beam and bring up the light chip insignia. Either one will work for you. So here comes this energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So this will be energized probably for about maybe an hour and a half here. So they'll definitely be energized with a defense plead shift throughout our 1 hour call, which will be coming up shortly here. So the number is 646-519-5800. So blessings to you, everybody. And I'll also be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles coming up in February. And that starts, I believe, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, LAX Hilton. So please come to it if you're in the area. I'd like to meet you, see you. We'll have the light infusion chamber up there. So blessings. Thank you, Sylvia. See you later, everybody.